Thank you, Mr. Chair. We previously queried whether or not that second provision and now the proposed breaking it out into a new provision is necessary. So in our view, to ensure that such contracts are not concluded with PMSCs that are not in compliance with applicable laws and regulations would encompass that second provision. If there's a requirement that subcontractors be registered and licensed, then the PMSC who doesn't do that would not be in compliance with applicable laws and regulations. And I think keeping it at the more general level in terms of compliance with applicable laws and regulations makes a lot of sense in the contracting space for the reasons I mentioned. So we're still sort of confused by that second provision.